Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Thank you for being with me. Jesus and his disciples had their supper together in an upper room the evening before Jesus was arrested and crucified. He spoke to them and prepared his apostles for his departure. Listen to John chapter 14, beginning at verse 21. Jesus said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here." John chapter 14, verses 21 through 31. Jesus said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me." Do you love Jesus? Do you keep his commandments? Why should we love Jesus? Because he loves us. He loved us first. He loves us so much that he willingly died for our sins, so that we can have the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. He gave his blood to redeem us back from the slavery of sin. He is the perfect sacrifice for our redemption. Jesus is the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew, the Son of God. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep." John chapter 10, verse 11. Will you love Jesus? If you love Jesus, you will keep his commandments. You can get to know Jesus, Messiah, by reading the New Testament, the New Covenant in the Bible, the Word of God. You can have fellowship with God and Jesus. Jesus said, "And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." John chapter 14, verse 21. Do you want to be loved by God and his Son, Jesus Messiah? Then love Jesus and keep his commandments. Judas, not Iscariot, the son of James, asked Jesus, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us?" Listen to John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." John chapter 14, verse 23. Would you like to have God and Jesus Messiah come to you and make their home with you? You can. Will you love God and His Son and keep their word? Surely you do not want to live without God in your life. You can live a godless, ungodly life if you want to, but it will not be a happy life, and you will have eternal punishment in hell. You don't want that. Jesus said, "He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." John chapter 14, verse 24. Yes, those who do not love Jesus do not keep his words. Why did Jesus say, "The word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me"? Moses had recorded what God foretold about the coming of Messiah, the prophet. No prophet like Moses. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. God said to Moses, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him." Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Bible, chapter 18, verse 18. That is what Moses wrote about the prophet Messiah Jesus, about 1,400 years ahead of the coming of Jesus the Messiah. Yes, Jesus Messiah, the prophet, spoke what God had commanded him. God has spoken to us in these last days by his Son. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, Jesus promised his apostles that the Holy Spirit would teach the apostles all things and bring to remembrance all things that Jesus had said to them. The apostles wrote down for us to read what Jesus did and said. You can read in the New Testament of the Bible what Jesus did and said. The apostles were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the New Covenant, the New Testament, the Word of God. Jesus told his apostles that he was going away to be with the Father in heaven. Then Jesus said, "And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe." John chapter 12, verse 29. Yes, Jesus foretold future events that came to pass. This was evidence to the apostles so that they could know that Jesus is a prophet from God. Prophecies of Jesus have been fulfilled during my lifetime, which proved to us that Jesus is a true prophet. Do you believe that Jesus is a true prophet from God? Since Jesus is a true prophet from God, then we need to believe what he said. He said that he is the Son of God. That you can find recorded in Mark chapter 14. Verses 61 and 62. You need to believe what Jesus said. On the day of judgment, you will stand before Jesus Messiah, the Son of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Moses wrote what God said about Messiah, the prophet, like Moses. Listen to what God said about Messiah, as recorded by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 19. "And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him." Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 19. Moses wrote what God said about Messiah, the prophet, like Moses. Jesus, Messiah, is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. John chapter 14, verse 6. Only Jesus died for our sins, was buried and raised on the third day, according to the Scripture. There is salvation in no one else. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John chapter 14, verse 27. You can have peace in Jesus Messiah. You can have the forgiveness of your sins in Jesus Messiah. You can have eternal life in Messiah Jesus. How can you come to Jesus the Messiah? Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. You can come into Christ through faith when you are baptized into Christ. Baptism into Christ must be through your own faith in Christ. Infant baptism is not valid. Faith comes first. Baptism is immersion in water, a burial under the water with Christ into death, then a resurrection to a new life. You can read about that in Romans chapter 6, verses 4 and following, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Yes, when you are buried with Christ in baptism, then the blood of Jesus washes away your sins, and you are raised up then to walk in newness of life, a life of the love of God and Christ, a life of obeying God's commandments and having fellowship with Him and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English improvement course, or a Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. Postal Index Zip Code 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Germaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe He still stormed Galilee. I believe that He walked on the water. And I believe that He's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe He died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that He's the answer for me. I believe in the words of the Bible, how He made the poor blind man to see. I believe that the deaf ears were opened, and I believe He's made a difference in me. I believe that He spoke to dead Lazarus, and He said, "Unbind and set free." I believe that he reigns up in heaven. And I